What's up, everyone? We are up to the bottom of page 240, middle of page 248. We are up to Simon Sadi Aleph. We were talking about covering your head for davening and other things that in terms of Lavush, how to dress for davening. Last we get off was that your head obviously has to be covered, especially when you're saying Shem Hashem and when you're in a base Knesset. So now we get into Siv Dalid over here at Sadi Aleph. Siv Dalid, what is considered a head covering? So he says over here, Kovima Kluim. If you have a hat, let's say like a straw hat that has holes in it, okay? Mikash Chashiva Kisui, you have a straw hat, it is still considered a Kisui. Aval Hanachas Yad Ala Rosh, a din that we saw all the way back in Siman Aleph also, but placing your hand on your head, Lo Chashiva Kisui, that is not considered a Kisui. If you put your hand over your head, that is not considered a Kisui. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkan Yud Lo Chashiv Kisui, Da Rosh Yad Chad Gufinun. Because your hand and your head is all considered one body, then a goof yachol chasos atzmo, a body cannot cover itself. However, says the Mishnah Berurah Katav Abach, Miu Noagin Limashich Abeis Yad Shel Abegel Al Yad Mechasibo Rosho. Okay. However, if you take the sleeve and you pull it down over the hand, and then you cover your head, and you're covering out with the sleeve, and now at the end, that's going to be good. If a Shapur Chashiv Kisui, that's going to be considered a good Kisui. We also learned earlier on in the beginning of Chelek Aleph that even though your hand is not good Kisui, your friend's hand is a good Kisui. If your friend puts his hand over your head, that would be considered a Kisui because that's not considered one body. That's two separate bodies, so that would be good enough for over here. Just finishing off the Mechaber over here. Like I just said, Al Rosh Al Shazer, Masha the Chashiva Kisui, it's Masha, that it would be considered a Kisui. Good? Okay, so that is the din over here. One's own body cannot cover its own body. However, someone else's body can cover someone else's body. Who a din? Even if you have holes in the hat that you're wearing, that is also could be considered a good Kisui for having your head covered. Okay, now we go into Sif. Hey, Lo Yamad Ba Pundaso. The lower of Rosh Megula, okay? You should not stand with an apundaso. Apundaso is basically a money belt, or for that matter, we call it a fanny pack, okay? You can't wear a fanny pack when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei. The lower Rosh Megula, not with your head uncovered. The lower Aglaim Megulim, not with your feet uncovered. Im derech anchi amakom shelo yamdu lefnei agedolim elu bebatei raglaim. If that's the derech of the people, that place to stand in front of big people with batei raglaim, which is socks, okay, your feet are not with covered feet, then that was what is going to be required for Shemoneh Esrei. So let's just go din by din over here. Siv Kodin Yud Aleph explains this money, but who ezer chalul shemesim bo maus, the place you put your money. It's not talking about a wallet that you're going to keep inside your pocket. That's going to be fine. It's talking about the outer thing, like a fanny pack. Just like you think it's a little nerdy to walk in front of other people. So no, you shouldn't have said a Kodesh Baruch Hu in front of that also. Okay? That's not the way to standing in front of Hashem. Okay? I'm going to get to these in a second because I need a little introduction. And that is how one has to stand in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu when he is davening. Once again, we're dealing with Shemoneh Esrei. We already saw the difference between Kriyat Shema and other brachos versus Shemoneh Esrei. And this is where we get to the Kuntz of the Dvarim. Okay? How does one have to dress for davening? So you see over here, what it says over here is what you should not wear is nalach l'nechal the bekaptin or begetachton or beshlafrak. He mentions over here a katin, which you see over here, the targum at the bottom says meal bite. It's a robe. It's a robe that you would wear in your house. It could be even a nice robe, but it's something that represents informality. Okay, it's something that represents informality. That's not how you stand in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And then he gets into pajamas, okay, over here. Better get a tacht on your undershirt. Oh, beshlafrak. Shlafrak is a mi'il shena. Your pajamas. So these things all represent formality, things that you will not wear in a mechubad fashion. Therefore, that is not what you're allowed to wear during davening. You have to wear something that represents formality, something that you would dress up in when you're going out and stuff like that. That is what you're supposed to dress for. What exactly is the gedder? Okay, so it's already meramized over here in the mechaber over here. The way that you dress in front of big people, that is the way you're supposed to dress for davening. And that seems to be the way that the Mishnah Berurah goes on and over here and describes also in the Hemshech. Okay, so he says over here, Siv Kodin Yud Beis. Nowadays, we have to put in the kova barosho, a hat on your head, kederach sholich baruchov. Velobik kova katan shintachas a kova. Not your kippah that you wear under your hat. Kein derach lamot kein lifnei anashim chashuvin. You see over here, the getter of the Mishnah Berurah here is the way you dress in front of anashim chazuim v'kol shekein shlafmitz. Shlafmitz is your shlafkeppel, the one that you sleep in, your keeper that you sleep in. That's not how you should be going to head and davening. Ein lispel v'batei shukayim shel pishtin levad. You should not go davening just socks. D'gnayu lamo kein lifnei agilon, because that's not the way you would be in front of big people. U'mekol shekein kishaloshim sandal v'akim agula, for sure, if you're wearing sandalim, and it's an open foot, your ankles are showing, your heels are showing. Gam ein gilobosh beisa tefila bata yadayim shikora hanshich. You shouldn't wear gloves during time to gederi over drachim. V'kora ani aliyah maltvin regel gavav yashim natin echenu. V'chulei, v'chulei. Okay, so over here. Now, just finish off the mimish. V'achai odom dil el, mashta filu bati shekain shal tenu levad gan kenei nachon, even socks by themselves is not a good thing. V'akol toli lefi minagam ekomos. Okay, so the gather over here, according to the Mishnah Berurah, where he sets up for is the way that you dress in front of anachirashim chashuvim, similar to what seems like the lashon of the mechaber. You should know the Aruch HaShulchan has a different gedder over here. The gedder of the Aruch HaShulchan is not necessarily how you dress in front of Anachal Yom Chashuvi. It says, Klal HaShadavar, Tzimin Tzari Aleph. Ozvavi says, In and Begadim, Klal HaShadavar, Shetzarech Lispal Begadim, Shiyotzi Ben L'Rechov. The way you go out, not the way you dress inside your house, but the way you present yourself outside your house, that's the minimal requirement for one has to daven. So it seems to be the Aruch HaShulchan has a more makel gedder, not how you dress in front of Anachim Chashuvim, when you're going for, I don't know, an important business meeting, but rather the way that you normally dress when you go outside, that would be good enough for davening. Generally, we follow the Pesachim of the Mishnah Berurah, like we said many times over here. So let's try and understand over here. One, he says two things. Number one, for sure, informality in this, the Aruch HaShulchan is going to agree with. You are not allowed to daven. Okay, so anything that you dress, just in an informal manner, you're hanging out with, I don't know, some friends in your house, you're walking around your house, whether it's an undershirt, whether it's in just a bag that you wear in your house. For most people, I would imagine, it means wearing shower shoes and things like this. Okay, all these represent informality that you wouldn't dress up in a more dress-up type of occasion. However, and Sad Shaney, for most of you guys standing here in this room, the communities that we come from, most people don't dress up in a suit on a daily matter, okay? Even if there was an achshim chalavim, sometimes even for a business meeting, you wouldn't necessarily dress up in a suit. Some people wear a button-down shirt, a pair of slacks, and stuff like this. That, l'chora, is going to be good enough if you're, I don't know, you see some important people. I see Maureen Rabin Rav Nevinsal every day. Okay, he's pretty chashuv. Okay, and nevertheless, you don't go ahead and make makbid to wear a suit of any l'chora. L'chora will come out of this is the same thing over here for davening. If you're dressed in a michubad man, you feel like you're michubad, you would go out to a nice place with it. That would be good enough to go ahead and wear for Shmoneser. That would be good enough for a wedding Shmoneser. However, and this is also, once again, totally lefina minug. It seems to be to walk, I don't know, to be a davening in a pair of shorts. That would not be respectful. You want to go be a ball in a pair of shorts, you play barrel ball in a pair. You exercise it. You wear exercise when you exercise. You exercise clothes when you exercise. That's not what you wear for davening. On the other hand, if someone, let's say, is in a context, let's say, in a camp setting, or someone works on a kibbutz, where that is mechubad, people wear shorts all the time, even if an anim chashuv would come to the kibbutz, would come to the camp, they wouldn't necessarily change out of their shorts, so no, it could be in that context, it would be mutter to daven in a pair of shorts. But other than that, if you wouldn't do that, that's not the way that you would represent yourself in front of an anim chubad, so then you should not wear that for davening. You should wear it any less for davening. That's what comes out of this din. And that takes us into wearing a hat for davening. Okay, it depends on where you come from. Okay, you see over here the Mishnah Berurah is describing in the time in Europe, even in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, in America, everyone wore a hat. That was just the way that you look at the pictures of baseball games. People wore a hat to a baseball game, because that's like any type of thing. People would go out in the street, they wouldn't go out without a hat. Everyone, Goyim, Jews, everyone would wear a hat. Therefore, you couldn't wear less than that when you came to davening. Now, in certain communities, in the more Haredi communities, Shivish communities, so the hat represents something that they kept onto, and therefore they would never go to anything important without wearing their hat. So therefore they're mechuyev to wear a hat for davening. They would have held that's another begin mechubah that they wear in front of anashim chashuvim. So therefore, that is also what they're going to need to wear for davening. But in terms of this din, I'm focusing on what I say, according to this din of how one has to dress for davening in a mikhubad manner. Mikhubad manner, if you come from a community, people do not wear hats anymore. They don't wear a hat when they, even if they went to visit the President of the United States, they wouldn't wear a hat. They wouldn't wear a hat, let's say, in front, even a big rav would come. So therefore, there's no reason why they have to wear a hat for davening. In terms of davening, they would not have to wear a hat for this because that's not wearing. That's what it means. The Mishnah Brura said, hakol tolifi minhag makomos. And the same thing by wearing sandals. Depends on the community. If you wear, and you live in a very Israeli community where they wear sandals all the time, and that's the way that, so the chora, they go ahead and daven in sandals. If for guys who would never wear sandals outside, it's not what they would wear outside in a more formidable setting. So they can't wear sandals or daven. They should put on socks and shoes. If you would also, same thing. Are you allowed to daven in socks? Sounds like the Mishnah Brura. It's not so clear that that's such a good idea. So it depends on you once again. What's your limits test? What you would do in front of an Ashen Gedolim, that would be the din. See, and according to the Aruch HaShulchan, he has, wow, you'd go out into the Rechov. And therefore, those, I don't know, let's say someone would wear shorts into the Rechov, even though he wouldn't wear it to an important business meeting, he wouldn't wear it in front of an Ashen Chashuvim. So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, he has what to rely on. According to the Mishnah Brura, he does not have what to rely on. It would not be mutter for him to go ahead and wear it. In terms of a davening jacket, I'll say that very clear. In terms of the davening, it's what's it depends. So this, people get wrong. People think there's a din jacket. Okay, if you wear an, I don't know, like a, I don't know, a triple guinea, your undershirt, a shirt, and then some outer iron. So I've seen all types of ridiculous things out there. People will put on, I don't know, the raincoat and for davening because now they have a din jacket. There's no din jacket. It comes from this din over here in Shulchan Aruch. If you wear a jacket when you go to a fancy business meeting and you would dafka wear it in front of Marashim Chashuv, so therefore you should wear a jacket for davening. You wear it for a jacket. Yeah, back in the day, the Rosh Yeshiva used to say that in Eretz Yisrael it's not Mikubali, you have to wear a jacket too. Nice thing. So there was no reason over here. Back in America, it was more formidable, and therefore you should wear a jacket for davening. It could be that things are starting to change. Even in the fancy business world, a lot of times they dress down. Even in the business world nowadays, it could be things are changing over there. But the chora in America, there's more in Indian even to wear a jacket than over here. And so where things are less formal. For sure, once again, to go ahead and wear, brown pants and a purple jacket. I don't know. It looks ridiculous together. So then you're missing the whole point. The whole point is to look presentable, to look nice. So if you're going to wear, I don't know, a filthy, dirty jacket and say, because I wear a jacket for davening, so you also, once again, you're missing the whole point of what's going on over here, trying to look presentable for davening. It's not a din jacket. There's no din jacket. There's a din of looking nice when you're going ahead and going to davening. So I think that hopefully that is clear to us now over here. As we have, okay, some posts can say it's a good idea to have something specific for davening, okay? Something actually they wear for davening, okay? That's a nice idea also. Once again, we're trying to get ourselves in a mode to understand that we're standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's the whole idea over here, Shemoneh Esrei versus other things, is that we're only Lifnei HaMelech. You're only Lifnei HaMelech. You're going to want us to dress in a certain way than other times, okay? We don't go out or we don't go crazy over here. No one says, I don't know, you have to wear a tuxedo for davening because you would wear a tuxedo at a fancy wedding, okay? We don't go crazy over here, but once again, you should wear a nice enough clothing that you would go in front of Anashim Chashuvim in such a way. Okay, the latest my thing. There's one other thing over here, and that is Sivov. Sivov says, Derech Chachamim Talmideim Shelo Yispalu El Kashem Atufim. The Derech of the Chachamim Talmideim. It's not a chiyuv over here, but it says it was the derech of the chachamim and the talmideim. As an extra thing that they would make sure when they were davening, this is based on the Rambam, that they would daven only kashem atufim. They would atifas arosh. They have something that is extra covering their head. They don't know, die in the world. They live amongst the Arabs. They wear some type of turban on their head. I don't know. I guess that was how they do atifas. So there are posing the Borein Rabbein and Evans all this din of wearing a hat. You're mekayim this din of atifa. You're definitely mekayim the din of atifa when you wear a talis. Okay, you put a talis over here. This is why those who wear a talis, for sure, for Shemoneh Esrei, they'll have the talis over their head, because this is mekayim the din of atifa over here. There'll be a tufim in the talis. That is the best way of doing atifa. For a Jew, the best way to do atifa is wearing a talis. That's why Moreno Rabbeinu Nevitz, whatever he's in his house, any tefillah, whether shachas, mincha, or marav, will wear a talis. He'll put a talis over here because he has a din atifa over here with wearing that talis. And the Ramah just ends up over here. He says, at a time of anger. Time of anger, what exactly does that mean? Okay, I don't know, but some time when the Beis Hamikdash is not around, things aren't so good. You're supposed to clasp your hands together during tefillah like an eved does in front of his master. Okay? In a time of peace, and tell the shalom that you should wear very fancy, nice clothing when you go ahead and daven. And it's unclear, the posts don't really discuss over what exactly comes out from this Ramah. Okay, just the point, what does this mean to clasp your hands together? L'chora, it's similar to what the Mechaber points out in Simen Tzadi Hei, Sif Gimel. Tzadi Hei, Sif Gimel sounds a very similar thing. Maniach yodov alibo kfutim, you hold your hands clasped together in front of your heart. I mean, alas malit, the right hand over the left hand, okay? Right hand over the gavel. Omei kevel lifnei rabo, and you stand in, like an evel lifnei rabo. Ve'ema, ve'yira, u'fachad, ve'lo yiniach yadav achat. So that's why you're clasping your hands together, holding like that during the tefillah. Just very quickly, I want to start Simen Tzadi Beis as an introduction. We'll not have shir the next couple of days, so I want to start over here, and then we'll continue on from there. Hayitzarech l'nekavav. Okay, we're talking about over here, if you have to go to the bathroom in the middle of Shemona Esrei, we'll get into it. If you have to go to another point, towards the davening also. Okay, before we, this is a like, little introduction over here. Basically, the Gemara tells us, if you're able to hold it in for the time you walk, to walk 4 milin, then you are going to be Yotzei Yedechla. 4 milin is 72 minutes. So that's the marker we're looking for, 72 minutes. The Machlokas, in Rashi and the Rambam, if you know you can hold it in for 72 minutes, what's the din then? According to Rashi, if you can hold it in for 72 minutes, you're allowed to daven l'chatchila. I can even go daven, even though I have to go to the bathroom and hold it in 72 minutes. The Rambam holds that if you have to go to the bathroom at all, you're not allowed to daven. B'di'evit, if you could have hold it in for 72 minutes, so then you're Yotzei Yedechla Vassal. If you couldn't hold it in for 72 minutes, then you're not even Yotzei Yerdei Chovos Tefila. Okay, so 72 minutes is important, bein the Rashi, bein the Rambam. The question is, L'chatchila versus B'di'evit. Let's just see the Mechaber inside, and we'll come back to it again next time. Hayatzarech li the Kavav al Yitzpalel. If you have to go to the bathroom, do not daven. Okay, v'nispalel tefilasa toeva. If you daven when needing to go to the bathroom, your tefillah is an abomination. It's disgusting. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want that tefillah. If it's our last holy spalo, you would have to go back and daven again. If you had to go to the bathroom, you daven, you have to go ahead and daven again. That's only if you cannot hold it in for 72 minutes. But if you could have hold it in for 72 minutes, you're Yotzei B'di'evet. That's the sheet of whom? That's the sheet of the Rambam we just said before. That even though you can hold it in for 72 minutes, not to daven, go to the bathroom. If you couldn't daven, if you daven, then you Yotzei B'di'evet. You have to go ahead, you have to check yourself very well before you go ahead and davening. So we'll get to the different levels. At what point does it mean I have to go to the bathroom? And we'll define that next time, because times, I don't know, anyone could go to the bathroom perhaps. But what's considered a need to go to the bathroom and like, ad kan for today.